This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Thank you very much for letting me through to your show. We're still alive from the student center to MUT as well. We are still on day one of the second regional traditional medicine symposium 2025. And I do have a guest in front of me right now. I do have Mr. Musa Mkhize, who is from Ezembelo KZN Wildlife. I'm just going to quickly welcome him on the show. Mr. Mkhize, welcome on MUT Radio.
So we basically we basically are a stewardship for KZN Wildlife. So we've got over 150 protected areas around KZN that focus on protecting our nature and our biodiversity. So through that, we work along closely with surrounding communities around our protected areas in ways of enhancing our environment and also conserving our environment and also sustainable use of our environment in terms of natural resources around the ecosystem. We make our lands, that's part of it, of what we do in Japan.
And maybe if I can also ask you, Uti, maybe what makes KwaZulu-Natal different when it comes in terms of your wildlife and natural heritage as compared to Amanyama provinces?
So the nice thing about KZN is that we're a green province, so we've got a lot of greenery within our province, and also we've got a bit of both. So we've got inland vegetation where you have your savanna trees, and you're looking at your wildlife, your big five. And then when you're going towards the coastal area where you've got the ulwandle, and you've got the south coast and north coast, untouched beaches. So that's the best thing about KZN. You know, you get the bit of both worlds, unlike other provinces which can be landlocked and don't have diverse biodiversity like we do.
Maybe you can miss us again on what is happening actually today, because we are talking about traditional medicine, and we even have the presence of our traditional healers, as you are the protectors of the wildlife. Maybe what steps do people need to take, especially our traditional healers, because mostly they need our plants. Is that allowed in Spahan, in Jebel's care lights anyway, or maybe Kuluminani before?
No, but it's one of the challenges that I could say we face as an organization. But it's not a challenge that we can't actually overcome. But in Ubalega is that some of the traditional healers that we work with, so symposium is the community conservation unit, which focus mostly on working closely with impagats and also keeping them aware of their surrounding environment. So when it comes to also harvest and it's important to go to squaz at what point can they start harvesting these trees, and how should they harvest it, and what is the sustainable use of harvesting? Because it turning is a move for them as well. I would say about him with many 70s. So it's full of 70s in terms of conserving it for their future kids and other generations that are yet to come. So what imagine Jengel got the solution symposium, which was one of the things that was interesting spoken by one of the traditional leaders, would say they are aware of sustainable use. Nano, we are careful to each other. And the sad reality is that some of them, so kuba namagroup ahlukile we uthole iy'nyanga zona ziyisebenzisele ukulapha umuntu mase uthola laba abathi cha bona bazakhele ukuthi bayoyidayisa. So ubona-ke laba abajwayele ukuthi babenkinga and kukhona ukufinyelela kubona-ke. Yeah, but nje kabanzi nje ulokho nje bafu nje engakubeka regarding the what we would like for the community and the local people that are working within this space and using the natural trees in order for umsebenzi wabo kulapha abantu.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Maybe before we get to challenge, maybe looking ahead, what is Ezemvelo's long-term vision for conservation in KwaZulu-Natal?
Well, I could say it's basically trying to, well, our vision is conserving biodiversity, and that is done through people as well that surrounding the park. So the vision for our organization is actually working closely with communities and also making them aware ukuthi yona lemvelisi ivikelela, it's not only for us, but it's also for them. So kungabi sengathi siyabavimbelela ukuthi bekwazi ukuqhubeka ukwenza ama livelihoods abo, but it's also preserving their livelihoods because sonke siphila ngayo imvelo. And in order for us ukuthi sikwazi ukuqhubeka siphile fanele siyonge and sikwazi ukuyisebenzisa kahle in a sustainable manner.
Oh, I love that, man. Mr. Mkhize, thank you very much for joining us on MET Radio.
Ngiyabonga bhuti.
Yeah, yes, in fact, that was Mr. Musa Mkhize from Ezemvelo KZN Wildlife joining us nje on MET Radio. Sitshela kabanzi ukuthi yimuphi umsebenzi abakwenzayo bona.
This is an MET Radio podcast.